time span with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 63 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And welcome into the Friday edition of Inside the Locker Room, 205-342-9904. If you'd like to jump in on the show with us this morning, a lot going on. Basketball's getting ready to start. You got a great weekend of college football. You got NBA getting close. You got baseball going on. So this really, if you're a sports fan, this could be the best time of the year, to be honest with you, because you're getting a little bit of everything right now. Download the app, the Tide 100.9 app. You can put that on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. You also can send us an app message. So let's get some app messages coming in today. Tell us what you think about the game tomorrow. Is that a must win? I don't think it's a must win yet. I think Alabama would get in with two losses. After that, it could get kind of tricky. If you want to email us, do that at wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. We want to thank Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you certainly don't want to. Go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. Good morning, Chase. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
All right. Good. I was out at the Belk Center. I had to evaluate the fourth grade, the fifth grade, and the sixth grade for para basketball for teams wanting to be on the Northridge team. So I'm sure I screwed all that up, but we were out there from 5 till about 9 o'clock last night, and I had my team on the track this morning running at 6 a.m., so it's been a busy time. Good morning, Dad. How are you this morning?
Doing okay. Kind of unusual to open up with LSU and Vanderbilt being a 2.5-point favorite. Kind of interesting. If you woke up and saw that, you'd be very, very surprised. There's a lot of things that football's doing now, but LSU and Vanderbilt in the past years, it'd be something that you really wouldn't see. I didn't get to see much of the game. I got to see a little bit on my phone. I couldn't get the basketball game on my televisions. I didn't know how. Alabama won 109-105, I believe it was. And I saw half I saw. Alabama's good on the perimeter. I think rebounding is going to be a factor for them, especially defensive rebounding. And they weren't real good defensively. All threes at both teams. I couldn't find the stats. But anyway, Alabama beats a FSU team who's not real highly ranked, but Alabama's going to have a very good basketball team, I'm sure. Cignetti, at Indiana got a new deal, a lot of money, through 11.6 million a year, I think it was, through 2033. They don't want to lose him. And of course, the win over Oregon, it was a big win for him. Bruce went ahead and made his announcement that he's going with TNT and some CBS stuff, getting away from basketball. We knew he was going somewhere, we just weren't quite sure. Louisville and Miami tonight, I think it's 13.5-point favorite, somewhere in that neighborhood. Miami is the favorite. got four or five games I've looked at very heavily. I'll announce those, one of those in the second hour. But that's really about it. It's quarterback at Clemson's kind of banged up. I think a quarterback at Oklahoma is going to be back and ready to go. And
he played against Texas. He shouldn't have.
I know he did. He did, but I mean, I think he's going to be more ready, if that's wrong English. But I knew he did that. So 5.5-point game there. So we'll see what happens. That's about all I have.
Chase, you gotta pump him up a little bit. His blue plate special. He's playing woe is me. He doesn't think he's going to win. That's the problem right there. He's I can't pick one. You got to. Usually he's confident. He's bouncing off the wall now. He's got whipped around a little bit, and now he's thinking negative. We got to get him by 8:50, Chase. You got to have him thinking positive. All right. Last night the stats. I do have the stats. Alabama. Took 34 threes. They made 12. Phylon was 3 for 4, 9 for 10 from the foul line. Holloway, 2 for 9. They had too many turnovers. They had, I guess, 15. They had a bunch in the first half. I didn't get a chance to see the game either. They, but I, you know, you cannot give up 105 points. 109, 105. But I think it's probably. They got a new coach at Florida State. Leonard Hamilton's obviously not there. Florida State had a lead a lot of the game there. They shot 14 of 43, so they're trying to play real fast. I guess you just have to be committed to playing fast if that's what you want to do. And giving up a bunch of points doesn't really bother you. I guess you just try to outscore people. Is that kind of what the philosophy is? I know Coach said they got to be better defensively to win the championship, but giving up 105, he can't be pleased with that.
No, I mean, I'm kind of careful what I say about Alabama basketball. Haven't been there, but they need a lot of work defensively. And I think the rebounding is going to be a real factor. The opportunity to put back some of those threes is not there, and the opportunity to really keep your opponent from getting 2 and 3 shots every time they get the ball is not there, and that's huge. They're not talked about much. Rebounding is not talked about a great deal, and it may be better than I think. As I said, I only got to see a half of it on my iPhone. So Alabama's going to be good. I think I don't know if the Alabama-Auburn series is going to be as exciting as it has been, but I think Alabama's going to dominate that. And but I think they're in the top 4 or 5 according to all the coaches who vote, and Kentucky and I think Arkansas is a little bit out of it. Auburn was picked 6th in the league. If picking, a lot of times picking is important to you people, and so we'll see what happens. Alabama has a chance to be good. They're playing a very very tough schedule, which. I think it helps you a great deal. You like to talk about it a lot. I think the other factor is that when you play a tough schedule like that, if it gets down to the wire, because Alabama's in pretty good shape, because two of the committee members have Alabama connections. But when you get down to it, you're going to squeal right into the NCAA tournament because of the schedule that you play.
Yeah, that's why the schedule's tough. And you got plenty of opportunities to get quality wins. All right, last night, Phylon led them scoring 28. Holloway had 20, so there's 48 points. Right there in your backcourt, the transfer from Florida State got 14. Houston Millett, they did a lot of good things about Houston Millett. Man, he's really a mature kid. He got 13. And Bristow, the freshman, got 13 as well. So they had 1, 2, 3, 5 guys right there in double figure. So they got Furman next, and it starts for real. But I think that's probably a good deal to go up to Birmingham and play last night. All right, we'll take the first break here. We'll get back. We'll get to Tom when we get back from break. 2 Men in a Truck, they want to make your life easy. So if you're looking to make a local move out of town, out of state, you want to move the stress away from what's a stressful situation, then let the men at 2 Men in a Truck take great care of you. They'll pack you, Loggia and Deliria. Give them a call today for the free estimates. 205-247-5050. That is two men in a truck. Movers who care.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Friday morning. Drought-sparked wildfires continue to burn across Alabama. More than 50 of them this morning. Five here in West Alabama, with the largest being 79 acres near Detroit in northern Lamar County. Smaller fires of 5 acres or less are burning in northern Pickens, central Bibb, eastern Perry, and eastern Fayette counties. Forecasters are warning rain this weekend will not be enough to break the drought. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Only slight volume for your Tuscaloosa freeways and side streets right now. Things are still moving quite smoothly and a little quiet for you. Now on 43, we definitely are starting to get a little more volume, as I stated, on the southbound lane of 43 at McFarland. That's a little bit slower for you, but not too
fluffy, irresistible Kings of Wine sliders that make them a winner on game day. Pick some up this weekend in the bakery or deli section of your grocery store. Kings of Wine, there's nothing like it.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
Can do for you? Contact Courtney White at 205-242-5127. North River Timber, CO at gmail.com. North River Timber Company.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
He'll go on the toss to Jam. He cuts it back. He's got a first down. He's got a first down.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide battle Tennessee on the third Saturday in October. Our coverage begins at 3:30 on your home for Alabama football. Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly sunny and warm today, the high 85. Fair tonight, the low 65. Tomorrow, partially sunny with a high at 86. Sunday, cloudy and cooler, a good chance of showers and a few thunderstorms during the morning hours, the high 78. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 63 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The best sports talk in the state. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Great Southern Wood. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. All right, to the Yellowwood hotline. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning,
Tom.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Good morning, bro. How are you?
We're good. You sound sick.
I'm sick. I've been sick for I'm going to tell you that, man.
We got a bad connection with you, Tom. Can you hang up and call back?
Yeah, I can. Thank you.
All right. There, we couldn't hear Tom. There's something like he was muffled. Kentucky basketball, Dad. I know the NIL stuff was different this year because they had the it wasn't the revenue. Well, they had the revenue sharing, but they could pay them whatever was in the pot before. So they're saying their NIL for basketball this year is 20. They're paying $22 million. Does that put a lot of pressure on Coach Pope to deliver when you're paying out $22 million to your roster?
Oh, I think in the future it does. I don't think it does early. I think
well, they're not going to be able to do that in the future. So this is only you. You'll be able to do the 22.
Oh, I know that, but I think they're going to get a lot of money in the future. Is my point. They're going to do everything they possibly can to keep the ante way up. And I think one thing about it, I talked to Cal a minute. SEC thing. I think because they like him, he's new and he's hasn't lost any games in particular, that I don't know if it's going to hurt him, but I think they'll continue. For any coach that goes bad at Kentucky, the money's going to drop down, but a coach that is in a competition for the SEC or winning national games is going to get, I know the money that's already there, the money they can spend is going to be a lot more this time, but I think you got a lot of pressure on you there to start with.
Yeah.
How you react to it.
Yeah, it's think about that. You got, I guess, 15 guys. If you have the most, you're splitting out $22 million. I get to the yellow and hollow and try Tom again. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Barry.
There you go. That's better. That's better.
Sorry about that. I had some problems with my Bluetooth. I'm disappointed y'all didn't get to see the game in entirety last night because I don't know, exhibition, you can't take it too serious, but some things you look at and you wonder, you know, and of course, you text with people that are watching the game, you know, and everybody's anticipating Alabama, what kind of year they're going to have, all that kind of good stuff. You know where I'm coming from on that. And, but let me ask y'all this. Coach is right. We don't rebound crap. And, last night we didn't. I didn't see anybody in there that looked like they even wanted to get a rebound. And then the second thing is that on defense, you know, for somebody that says, oh, we're going to focus on defense this year. And I get it. It's a process of learning and all that kind of stuff. But tell me this. When a team is getting wide open looks at shots, particularly three-pointers, are in your team out of position? You're out of position. As one of the texters pointed out last night, said, we seem to be out of position a lot. Tell me what your thoughts.
I'll go first. And I mean, I didn't see the game, so I can't. I mean, maybe I would just be making it up. But normally, when you're playing an exhibition game, you're more worried about yourself. You don't really scout. There's a new coach playing at Florida State. Now you go back maybe and look at film of what he did the place before. But you're not really putting in a game plan, Tom, to stop them out. You know, you more want to watch your guys, see if you can execute your stuff. So you're not going to be as good. Now, when they play a conference team or they go play St. John's, they're going to have a lot. They're going to practice a lot more on how to defend their actions. Right now, it's so early. I wouldn't. And I think the big kid from Yale, I don't know, he's a big time rebounder. He was out last night, but I just don't know how much you put into exhibition games, worrying about what the other team does. And they've been practicing their sets here for 2 months, so they're probably going to get open looks. Dad, your thoughts about that?
Well, I kind of agree a little bit with Tom on it, in that my rule was that you had to contest threes. By contesting, I mean right in their face, to try to cut down on their good looks at threes. When we went into the dressing room, we would look and see how many shots we had contested. If we had not contested the number that we needed to contest, we raised Cain about it. And we got back to trying to contest shots. Now, doing that early in the year, Barry mentioned, you know, you're probably not quite as up to snuff on doing that. But I think it has to be one of the things that if you're going to win, there's two things you have to contest shots. You have to contest shots, and you have to limit shots. You have to limit the number of shots they get per possession to have the best chance to win. And in that particular game, because it's exhibition, Florida State just so themselves inside, and Alabama may be much better than I think. I'm not trying to coach them, but I think you need to warn your guys that we got to do a better job of contesting threes. I do think that.
That's what I'm getting at. You got a young man that's sitting out there for Florida State, and he's feeling it crapping up. I mean, just filling it up from three. Nobody's on him. I mean, I know it's an exhibition game, but Wouldn't you be practicing, hey, that guy right there is not missing anything. We need to get on him. You know what I mean? And yet he's out there wide open. And I'm going, what the crap? Don't talk to me about defense.
I don't know who you're referring to. Their leading scorer had 26. He did make
5 feet.
Yeah,
it was 25 feet of area open around him every time he come down the court.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I can't comment specifically about that particular game.
I was hoping so much that y'all would have time to.
But I don't think they, you know.
But I'll say this, Barry. Can I make this observation? It's a lot of kids on that team that's got ability. Now, I say that right now, Alabama's team.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with the level of ability. Now, can you channel it into playing championship type defense? And I think offense is a given for us, don't you?
Well, I think as fast as they play, they're committed to it. They're going to take a bunch of threes, and, you know, you can score in bunches. So, yeah, I think their offense, I think they're comfortable what they're doing offensively for sure. And the kids like to play that way, and they recruit to that style. So,
I get it. But I wanted to ask you this. When you're playing with that pace, the pace they want to play with and what they are playing with, it's something about the opposing team getting possessions when you play like that. Is that a factor?
Well, when you play that fast, there's more possessions in a game. There's more possessions in a game than a team's going to score more points. I mean, if you're shooting the ball within, you know, 8 seconds on the shot clock, then that means they're getting the ball more. They want to play fast as well. So teams that play fast and shoot fast, they're going to give up more points than a Houston or somebody
that's
like that.
He's
going Yeah, so.
Next week I can call in and talk about that. Anyway,
all right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. All right. Hey, if you're looking for a great meal today or some catering for the weekend, I got your place. Food like grandma used to make it. Where is that? Thomas Rib Shack. You want those juicy ribs? Man, those things fall off the bone. You got the pork. You got the catfish. You got the pork chops. You want the baked chicken. All the sides, any side pretty much you want. They got the cobblers and all that, so you would be the hit of the tailgate tomorrow. So give them a call today, Thomas Rib Shack. Swing by there for lunch and call them and get that order in. 205-759-5010 there. And also go to the website if you want to do it, thomasribshack.com. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Only slight volume for your Tuscaloosa freeways and side streets right now. Things are still moving quite smoothly and a little quiet for you. Now on 43, we definitely are starting to get a little more volume, as I stated, on the southbound lane of 43 at McFarland. That's a little bit slower for you, but not too.
It up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Inside the Locker Room. Hopefully we won't have to hear that song too many times over in Bryant Denny Stadium tomorrow night. But we're going to talk a little Tennessee with our sportscaster up in Tennessee. This guy does a little bit of everything. He knows the Vols inside and out. We always call him when Tennessee is on the schedule, basketball or football or baseball, really. Russell Bivin. Good morning, Russell. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing great. How about you guys?
We're good. Go ahead, Dad.
Since Coach, you and I visited the other day,
You what?
Coach is going to break down that Tennessee defense.
Yeah, he doesn't like that Tennessee defense, Russell.
I'm not. Well, Russell thought it was great. We had a big talk the other day.
That was the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Russell, tell us where this Tennessee football team stands on both sides of the ball. That's the best question I could give you. And because I don't, you know, they just, I thought Bobby did a good job of spreading them, Arkansas, and spreading them some. And they didn't tackle as well. That doesn't mean they're going to be great, you know, great defense for against Alabama and all that crap. I hear all that, but just for our listeners, just judge Tennessee on both sides of the ball now after our conversation.
Yeah, you know, I think at the beginning of the year, the defense, I think people really thought was going to be really, really good. And the offense was a little bit questionable with the new quarterback, and I think it's the exact opposite. That offense is pretty darn good. They can't run the ball real well, which is a problem. But the quarterback makes really good decisions, and I think decisions that a quarterback like Coach Heupel wants him to make. So, you know, they don't spread those guys out and just go really fast paced like they did, what, 3-4 years ago when they first beat Alabama at Neyland Stadium. It's not that same type speed offense. They do get fast at times, but they can throw the ball. They can't run the ball as well. On defense, if you throw the ball in the middle of the field, buddy, it's going to be there. I mean, that middle of the field is wide open for some reason on that defensive team. You know, they're struggling a little bit on defense and trying to get that better. I think they're, you know, middle or more towards the bottom of the league in the SEC as far as defense goes. But that offense, you know, Coach Heupel's still really good offensive guy. So, you know, it's a good team. It's a good team. They missed a field goal against Georgia to beat them and lost in overtime, and they've won the rest of the games. They haven't all been pretty, but as you know, in the SEC, winning is big. Be an interesting game on Saturday. I think Alabama's going to win, but I do think it could be interesting.
I guess under Coach Heupel, the series has changed a little bit. It used to be Tennessee was hoping they could finally maybe win a game, and they just never could. And then they finally got over the hump. They've won two out of the last three. So I think they come in here believing they can win. Last 2 years ago, they played Alabama really well here in Tuscaloosa. They actually dominated the first half. So I think that's part of it, believing it. And I think this Tennessee team, this Tennessee program, where they haven't in the past, believes that they can come in here and win this game.
Yo, there's no doubt that's the number one reason, in my opinion. And we've talked about this the last couple of years, is they think they can win now. You know, before it was, holy cow, we got to play Alabama and Coach Saban's coming in, or we're going in there, there's not a chance. You know, the fan base has always been hopeful until the first few minutes, and then they realize they're not going to win. But now the fan base thinks they're going to beat Alabama. It's a totally different mindset with the players and with the fan base and everybody else. I think this, you know, that Georgia loss was really deflating to the fan base. I don't know whether it was to the team or not, but it really was. I mean, if they had beaten Georgia, I think things might have been different, you know, against Arkansas, against other teams. Of course, I'm of the opinion when you get an interim coach, you know, there's always a little juice for a team for some reason. But they do, Barry. They think they can win, and that's obviously a big thing as you're heading into big games.
Yeah, you know, everybody said all week how bad their defense is. Just what you said, you can throw the football on them. The over-under, it's up there. It was 59.5. It may be 58.5. Whenever that's all you talk about, everybody says, usually the exact opposite happens, Russell. And so does Tennessee have the personnel to make the adjustments to come in here and play better defensively? Ty Simpson's got a great receiving core. Alabama's not a great running team. It looks like maybe Jam Miller probably will play, but he hasn't practiced all week. You know, when you don't practice, everybody's hoping he can play. But, you know, is that the best thing for me? When you don't practice all week, you're not going to be that effective. Let's be honest. Do they have the personnel to put it together to be pretty good here defensively, or is that just
– Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I think they do, and I think they're going to be missing a key player. But I think one of the main things is Coach Banks, you know, I think he was defensive coordinator of the year last year. He knows what he's doing. He does. He knows what he's doing. So it's about the guys understanding what's going on and where certain guys are. And I do think that having the new offensive coordinator at Alabama and Ty playing so well that it throws a twist in there. And but I do think they've got some really good players on the Tennessee defense. Now, are they as good as the guys on offense for Alabama? I don't think so. But they have the ability to be a good defense. They really do. At times, they tend to fall asleep, and things like the middle of the field will happen. But, you know, the year before, their defense is what got them where they were, and a good offense. And that's hard to put together, both sides of the ball. But they do have that ability. They haven't played their best game yet, in my opinion. So will that happen Saturday? I'm not sure. But I think it's coming at some point. If they lose Saturday, that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough for the Tennessee program for sure, having two losses.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I hear all that talk by both of you. They have, according to stats don't mean anything. They haven't won here since 2003.
I think it's gonna be tough. I mean, when
they shouldn't even come then, Russell. You ain't won since 2003.
Right.
Why are you even gonna try?
Well, you know, I think 4 years ago you guys asked me the question: should they keep playing the series? And now look at this.
It's been a series. Barry's too young for this. It's been a series of 7 and 8 wins in a row by each team.
No doubt.
In fact, at one point in time, it was 10, I think it was. So it's been one of those deals, and it's been a hatred there because of different things that have been said. But I think you know, when I, only thing I did when I talked about their defense was I just felt like they had not a great game against Arkansas, and I was certainly give Bobby and them a lot of credit for trying to do what they did against them. But if they did have a fault, and they may not have a defensive fault, but if they do, the pass defense has not been good, and defense would be their fault, and they can outscore you, then they're going to beat you.
I think you know, if Ty Simpson keeps playing the way he's playing, though, it's going to be a tough day. Now, if it goes back to, you know, that first game, which it looks like was an anomaly, it would be different. But my goodness, that kid's just turned it on. It's unbelievable what he's been doing.
Yeah.
Would you consider a defense that really in the past games has gotten after the quarterback? I thought they had not been a team that got. I know the defensive guys are very good. Have they been one that's, you know, really gotten after the quarterback hard with the pressure?
You know what they've done, Coach, is in the past what they've done is they have had the kind of defensive backs that can be put on an island. So they can run that man-to-man and have guys, you know, attack or be in the middle of the field, and they are able to cover those guys. And so if there is a sack, it's more of a coverage sack than it is a pressure sack. And that's been what was really tough the first time they beat Alabama at Tuscaloosa. They spread those wide receivers way out, and you're thinking, my goodness, these guys are going to get torched, but the defensive backs were terrific.
Yeah. Well, this book of Bear, they got a quarterback at Alabama. Very, very, very good, as you know. He's really good. He
really is.
Russell, we're talking with Russell Bivin. Tell me about Josh Heupel. I know he doesn't shave. I do know that. he looks like he's homeless. But evidently, he's a good football coach. Obviously, I think his players love playing for him, and he has a belief. I think you've told me he has kind of runs like a family atmosphere around the program. Talk about Heupel and the type of program that he runs.
Well, first of all, I think he's just from a personal standpoint, I do like him. He's enjoyable to be around. He's nice. He's good to the fans. He takes his time with them. I mean, he's just You know, the guy loves football. And whether it's going out there, you know, with everything tucked in right and doing all that or not, he just loves football. So now when I say family atmosphere, when they get out to practice, they get after it. They really do. But some of the things that, you know, Coach Pruitt was about, which was everything's got to look right, but that's not as big a deal to him. It's just not. It's more about getting the stuff done, getting it done fast, doing things that the young guys these days like to do, and kind of pivoting to that and not being so rigid. And not to say he's not a disciplinarian, because he is. But he allows them also to have some fun and to have a little bit of skin in the game. So, you know, they want to wear certain wristbands, whatever, you know. He's not worried about that kind of stuff. He's worried that they go out, they work hard, they get the job done, and they can also have some fun.
Talk about the athletic department at Tennessee as a whole. They seem to be, quite honestly, maybe doing better than anybody. Baseball's really good. Basketball's really good. I think women's basketball's kind of coming back. Football is really good. You know, they put a little tax on the tickets for NIL, so they seem to be taking care of their athletes there. You talk about everything's being built there on campus around the baseball stadium and all that. I mean, these guys are doing – they're doing – probably as good a job as anybody in the SEC right now maintaining all these programs, aren't they, Russell?
They are. And I'll tell you, Barry, you know, we've talked about it before, and I've realized it before that he's doing a great job. But my wife and I went to a Tuesday night baseball game, regular season, and it was absolutely sold out. I thought, what on earth? Because, you know, 6 years ago, they'd pay you to go in the stadium. You know, and Danny White's, you know, got it going. Now, Danny didn't hire Vitello. Danny didn't hire Barnes, but he did bring in Heupel, and he did bring in the new women's basketball coach. But there's just a vibe that he kind of brings to the place, a little bit of a swagger that this is going to be a great program. And all of a sudden, it's a great program. I mean, the soccer team, women's soccer team's unbelievable. The tennis team's unbelievable. People don't talk about that, but the tennis team's terrific. I mean, it's crazy how good they're doing in every sport. I mean, every sport they are competing on a national level.
And the basketball schedule that they think is real tough wasn't not near as tough as when we had to play everybody twice, but they think it is. So I'll let y'all think that. They are playing Tennessee twice. Last year they played Kentucky twice, Mississippi State and Auburn, or Alabama's. Or last year with Kentucky, and I talked with Garth about it, and Tennessee this time twice. Rick's got a new lifetime contract that he'll be there until he croaks, I guess. So I guess the question is, what kind of since they are playing twice, what kind of basketball team does Rick expect to have?
I think they're going to have a really good team again. I think it might be just an edge better than last year. We'll see if that plays out. But they got, Ziegler, I think is really hard to replace. And I don't want to say they've replaced him because I have a lot of respect for that young man. But they got a terrific point guard. I mean, a terrific point guard. He plays a lot like Ziegler. In the fact that he is very intense, he gets after it in every single possession, but he can probably score about 25 a game, which Ziegler really couldn't do. I mean, he has before, but couldn't do. Amet, you know, top recruit, best recruit they've ever gotten at the University of Tennessee is so far, you know, is really, really good. And I think they play together well in the practices. It may take a little bit to gel, Coach, but I think that they're going to play fast, and I think they're going to be really good.
Is that your dog, Russell?
That's not mine.
I just kidding. I'm just kidding. I knew whose dog it was. All right, Russell, give us your score prediction for tomorrow night.
I think it's going to be Alabama 34, Tennessee 24.
34-24. All right. What does Tennessee have to do? If they can do these things, they can pull this upset.
They have got to stop the run. They have to stop the run game. They have to run the ball, and they can't turn it over.
Yeah.
Right. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but they haven't done a really good job in the first two areas. They've done a pretty good job in the turnovers, but they've got to stop the run. They've got to stop that run, and then they've got to be able to run, and you can't turn the ball over. They'll have a shot.
They do that, they'll have a shot. How's everything else going, Russell?
Going good. You know, high school football is crazy up here in Tennessee. We're doing a high school version of the NFL Red Zone on television.
How good is Ty Simpson's brother?
You know, I think he's pretty darn good.
Is he?
He's already, yeah, you know, getting offers all over the place. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Tennessee recruiting him?
I think they are, yeah. You know, his dad's a head coach at UT Martin.
Yeah.
And that didn't go so well with Ty, which is, you know, there's some strain there, I think. When Tennessee played UT Martin after that, boy, they didn't let the gas off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at all. But we'll see. But I've never seen a turnaround like Ty Simpson. This kid, am I crazy? I mean, he's got a cannon. He makes the right decisions. And when he has to float the ball in there on fourth down, he does it.
He puts it right on the money, Russell. You don't have to do a lot. Just lift your hands up and squeeze it. He puts it right there. And he loves football. His teammates have rallied around him. He's become a good leader because he's played. You know, he's playing. So he's I hadn't heard it. He's probably, as a coach, he's probably a dream guy to have on your team there. So
yeah,
because he, you know, how many guys would do what he did and wait his turn?
I know. I agree. You know? I totally agree. I think it would be a special year for Alabama.
So, well, Russell, we appreciate you, my man. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, all right. Appreciate it. Always good talking. I'm sure I'll get some text over the weekend, so we'll see what happens here.
There you go, buddy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks. See you guys.
All right. There's Russell Bivin. They're not a nicer guy. He knows the Tennessee Vols. But he said Alabama wins 34-24. Of course, he's an Alabama alum, so he's still bleeds crimson, Chase, if you cut him open. All right, one thing, Yellowwood pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want it.
Home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
He'll go on the toss to Jam. He cuts it back. He's got a first down. He's got a touchdown.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide battle Tennessee on the third Saturday in October. Our coverage begins at 3:30 on your home for Alabama football. Presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
And coming up on the Friday edition of The Game, hours away from Alabama and Tennessee, we're going to do it with SEC Parlay Pick Contest presented by Brian Hart Construction. We're going to give away a gigantic tailgating package courtesy of our great sponsors, Piggly Wiggly. We'll talk with Brent Beard. We'll also talk with Lee Sterling. And we'll take your phone calls starting at 2 p.m. here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTPC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa, The Game with Ryan Fowler, weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We're still moving with a purpose on this TGIF, but starting to gain a little more volume inside your prime time. Moving on 43 southbound onto McFarland. That is a little slow, but typical delays back to Cardinal Street. And we've also got slows right there at Lurleen Wallace and McFarland, that intersection.
The Tide Post Game Show is powered by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Two Dimes.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Thursday night football between the Bengals and the Steelers went down to the wire, but Cincinnati won it on a 36-yard field goal to come out on top 33-31, and the Unks delivered as Joe Flacco threw for 342 yards and three touchdowns. One of them went to Ja'Marr Chase, who also had 16 catches for 161 yards, and Aaron Rodgers threw for 249 yards, four touchdowns. He also had two interceptions. Pittsburgh falls to 4-2, and Cincinnati improves to 3-4. In baseball, the Dodgers are one win away from advancing to the World Series after topping the Brewers 3-1. Game 4 is on Friday at 8:30 Eastern time. While the Blue Jays have evened the series in the ALCS after beating the Mariners 8-2, Game 5 is also on Friday at 7 Eastern time. And on the ice, the Golden Knights edge the Bruins 6-5. Canucks beat the Stars 5-3.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium, if it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. You're in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little baseball. We talk it all with David Kindred. He's with Bryant Bank, and we'll tell you more about Bryant Bank at the end of the segment. David, I'm a former ACA Patriot, went to Ole Miss, Shelton State, and finished up at the University of Alabama playing baseball. The Alabama actually plays Lipscomb today in baseball, free. So if you want to go out there and watch Alabama Lipscomb, you can do that. Good morning, David. How are you, sir?
Hey, David. Good morning. Good morning, guys. Hey, glad to be on this Friday morning.
Talk a little bit about these playoffs. You know, were you really focusing on the pitching? Boy, the Dodgers, they're going to be tough to beat, aren't they? I guess they pay all that money. When you pay all that money, you have the best players. They're up 3-0, but the other series with the Blue Jays and the Mariners, both teams have won on the road. It's 2-2. So just your thoughts about Major League Baseball right now.
The Dodgers about the most complete team right now, and obviously led by Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts, but it's one of those where Brewers team kind of put together a very good, complete team, strength being in the bullpen, but when you don't get a lead early in the game, your strength, you really can't use it. But this is a pretty unique stat when you think about it in pro sports, when we talk about it in NIL, but like the Dodge, you know, you have a cap on your team of how much you can spend each year. The Dodgers have gone over their cap with luxury tax, about $160 million, and they have to pay over a tax on that. The Brewers' entire payroll is right at $140 million. So, I mean, they're over the cap, and that cap is more than the entire Brewers roster payroll. So it's pretty remarkable, the Brewers, what they put together in a very small market club. But the Dodgers, let's be real honest, Shohei Ohtani, he struggled, had a good night. They got out early in the first inning. But again, it's Tommy Edman playing second baseman. Really complete club. And I'll be honest with you, tonight's going to be one to watch. You got Shohei Ohtani on the mound pitching and playing. So Dodgers look to clinch there. And then you also have Mariners went up 2-0 and on the road. And now the Blue Jays have tied it back up with a gutsy performance by Max Scherzer. I don't know if for those watching out there, 41-year-old Max Scherzer delivered. I mean, his stuff is still 94-95 with a fastball, but just really commanded all his pitches and just had the Mariners just couldn't put anything really together. So another series, I was on Gary's show. I had the Mariners winning this series, but a good Greek Blue Jays starting to come together. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hit a home run. So tonight they have, I believe they're going back to the first, the pitching rotation from the first series. So it's going to be a good one to watch tonight. You got Kevin Gausman, LSU guy, who actually he was a freshman when I was a senior at LSU. Very good pitcher for the Blue Jays. And the Mariners have Bryce Miller, who's a Texas A&M guy. So a very good matchup tonight, but that one's kind of neck and neck. So, but Dodgers look to be well on their way to get clinch and go to the World Series.
Yeah, that.
Oh, not anything particular. Alabama baseball, can you comment about that as to how they are, transfer portal and anything like that at all?
Yeah, so Alabama last year lost a lot of guys for draft and, lost their main starting guy on the mound. So, but again, they bring back Zane Adams, Heiberger, two big left-handed arms. I don't know how much you'll see them tonight. But again, something really cool to watch, an exhibition series, just like, you had basketball, which I'm glad to see that kind of stuff, kind of get some guys some. You see what you got outside of playing your own guys, but Alabama brings back probably two or three of their starting rotation. Brings in my opinion, a little more athletic team this year from last year. They bring in a South Alabama two-way guy, Brennan Holt, who can play middle infield, outfield, can move a little bit, and an Osterhausen kid from Indiana Fort Wayne, who's a big bopper bat. So they got some really good pieces in the portal, but they lost Cade Snell, who was kind of the heartbeat of the club last year. But you bring back, obviously, Justin LeBron, a first-round type of talent. So you still got some good pieces, but in this world of attrition, you really don't know what you have until you played a couple of games. But a very good squad and Rob Vaughn putting it together.
Yeah, Lipscomb tonight, the next Saturday. They travel to Clemson. So how do they handle these pitchers here? Do they throw guys that have thrown, or do they throw guys that they're wanting to see how they're going to do? I know nobody's going to probably throw over an inning or two there, but what is Coach Vaughn's thoughts on looking at these arms?
And I think that's probably where, for Alabama baseball, it's the depth of arms.
Yeah.
That's really where they were. Last year had some really good top end arms, but back in it was about four or five guys that really carried the load for the team. And that's where, can you build some depth pitching? So I do see it that way. You're probably going to see guys maybe go one inning tops, and you're going to rotate them through there. And again, it's an exhibition. So you may see, one of these pitchers, they may get three up, three down, and they may say, hey, stay out there and get your inning in or get a certain amount of pitches in. But, you want to get some of these newer guys you hadn't seen some time against some real reps. So I do see that you're going to see a lot of arms. But, again, it's one of those opportunities to put on display what you're going to do. And, I'll tell you this. If you want to follow Clemson baseball, their head coach Eric Bokich is trying to create a I say a zoo in an awesome way. They're going to have a patio set up. It's going to be like a out there at the River Market. They're going to have blow-ups, food and wine festival out there in right field. I mean, it's a big deal for next week. Clemson baseball putting on, hosting Alabama. So check out that coach on Twitter if you want to see some good stuff there.
Yeah, that's – I don't know. I'm going to complain. That's where I just don't get the marketing plus for the Alabama baseball. They're playing tonight, not going to open the concession stand. You got all these people coming to town. Why not make it a festival out there and try to – have food trucks and all kind of stuff going on and making an event and publicize it. It's just like we try to hide that the baseball team's playing there. I don't understand it, David. I'm not asking you to comment, but it's just frustrating. And I think recruiting, and I know you're not following the recruiting, but I think it's really changed. Even I watch Shelton here, who's got a really, really good team. You just don't see as many coaches there. And I think the problem is they don't, these Division I teams don't know what they're going to have scholarship-wise. They don't know, hey, if I'm Jacksonville State and my guy's going to play really, really well and they're going to transfer to a bigger school to make a little NIL money and play in the SEC, you know, Alabama, they don't know about the draft. So I don't think these guys, with the portal – and all these things going on, I think everything's going late now in recruiting to where they don't know what they're really going to have. And that's a little bit different than what it's been in the past. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. It's completely changed from when I was in it, y'all were in it. I mean, you could actually plan. You could have a vision of kind of where you wanted to go to build a team. There's none of that. The reality is you can't do that. You have guys that, you know, transfer out. And you also got – on the heels for college baseball next year of this hard roster limit that's going to be coming, which I do think that it's probably going to play to the advantage of the kids as much as you don't ever want to see a kid not get an opportunity in Division I, but sometimes, you know, you sit on the bench for an entire year, you get worse. I mean, that's the reality. And yeah, for some of these kids going to a smaller school starting out or a junior college is probably for the best, because if you're not going to start right out the gate, you're going to just be behind. You're going to be waiting behind somebody else. And then the reality of college baseball right now is it's the recruiting has all funneled to, I need to get the best immediate opportunity. So I'm going to go after a guy that's 21, 22, that's played 2 or 3 years in Division I and maybe at a smaller program, but you've got all that experience. And then as a true freshman coming in, it's completely overwhelming. I mean, I remember when I stepped into it at Ole Miss, I mean, you thought you were pretty good. And then you got Lance Lynn and guys that are just throwing absolute fuzzballs at you and just making you look ugly. And you got to have the, have some moxie about your response. So I think some of these roster limits is actually going to help the players because they're going to go get opportunities at maybe some smaller schools and get, you know, get their feet wet in the right way and then make that transition.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, David, let's tell them about Bryant Bank and all the great things you guys got going on out there.
Well, I really do appreciate the partnership with Bryant Bank and obviously the community presence. It's the only headquartered bank in Tuscaloosa here, and we make decisions here locally. We make swift decisions, and that I think that's really important in a time where everything is so fast and needing an answer, and that's one thing that we do have. We're going to pick up the phone. You got questions. You got problems. With your business, whether it's or maybe personally, give us a call. We're going to have a conversation. We're not a transactional bank. We're very, very much relationship based, and that's how you want to be with your banker and having that trust with a bank. So give us a call at Bryant Bank. Check us out. All our direct numbers on bryantbank.com, and we'll make sure we get you help and get you helped out. Okay.
Thank you, David. Appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Let's do it. Thank you, guys.
All right. There's David Kinder with Bryant Bank. What a great guy. He has always enjoyed having that conversation. All right, we'll get to break here. We'll see if we can wrestle all up old Sonny Smith. I haven't talked to Sonny in a couple weeks, so be happy to hear from Coach. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Well, the sky's awesome.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Getting a little more volume for your TGIF up in Northport, specifically on 69 southbound onto Union Chapel Road. Traffic is pretty brake lit back to Charlie Shirley Road, and it looks like typical delays. Also very packed.
Your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports and is brought to you by the Good Feet Store, a proud supporter of Alabama athletics. Visit the Good Feet Store and get back to doing what you love. Learn more at goodfeet.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. As we get ready for the third Saturday in October, here are some final thoughts from the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Kalen DeBoer.
Proud of the way the team each and every week comes ready, and we definitely got to be on top of our game and be at our best, you know, this Saturday. And so excited about the new challenge. Again, every week is its own week. Nothing carries over from last week. And so the guys have been working hard and looking forward to having everyone there at Bryant Denny Stadium. We need everyone loud and proud, giving everything they got to make it an awesome atmosphere.
I'll have more in a moment.
This is Christian Miller for the Good Feet Store. I know from playing football at Alabama and in the NFL that if you have foot, knee, hip, or back pain, it can be a huge challenge. The Good Feet Store is designed to personally fit you with arch supports that alleviate and even eliminate your pain altogether. Try them before you buy them during your free, no-obligation, personalized fitting, and you can wear them home the same day. So if you're looking to improve your game, the Good Feet Store has you covered. Stop in for a free, personalized fitting today. Roll to victory at goodfeet.com. That's goodfeet.com. Roll Tide.
We've got you covered for Alabama football against Tennessee on Saturday. Our radio coverage begins at 3:30 across the network, starting on stage at the Bud Light Backyard inside Vector Security Champions Lane. Our 3 hours of pregame coverage leads you up to kickoff at 6:30 p.m. Central. You can listen to the game on, of course, the full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as watch the booth cam presented by Regions Bank on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
To the Yellowwood Hotline. He is the NABC District 6. I don't even know what District 6 is. Coach of the Year, Ohio Valley. I know what that is. Ohio Valley Coach of the Year. Two-time SEC Coach of the Year. CAA Coach of the Year. Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. Got his name swinging in the rafters in Neville Arena. Coach Sonny Smith. Good morning, Coach.
How are you, sir? Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Is that all my fans cheering me there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, two of them.
Is Wimp on today or
Yeah, I'm right here.
Do you want him to be on? Do you want him to be on?
Yeah, because I like the questions he asks because he doesn't know the answers, so I can answer them for it.
There you go.
How you doing, Wimp?
I'm okay. I thought maybe you might take over the Auburn job since Bruce is leaving.
I was surprised about that. Not so much, but I was kind of sure the day that they were positive that they could give his son the job. I think that solved everything, and he's going to hang around. He's got a great house that he lives in here, and he's got lots of friends, and he can. A lot of people are talking about him going into politics, but I've never heard him say anything about it. But it's getting to be every day you hear about. Well, Bruce is going to get into politics, but he probably would be good. But there is some talk.
Yeah, it came out.
I'm glad he doesn't, because you don't vote, and he'd lose the vote.
Yeah. I would have voted if you were out there. I'd vote for you. Okay. You've done so much for me. You've done so much for me. How about you name one thing?
That's funny.
Well, I can't think. I let you sing on Grand Ole Opry.
No, y'all do not tell that. Y'all tell that every week. Don't tell that, and don't tell the story about turning it to the golf channel in the suite at the Talladega. Don't tell those two stories.
Well, tell about the time the patrolman stops you doing 85 miles an hour, and you wouldn't let me get out and talk to the patrolman. You said, stay in the car. He got out.
I got Sonny Smith in there, and the guy said, who?
Yeah. Wimp gets in the car with him, and he come back about two or three minutes later, and he said, give me my pictures. Give me a picture of me. Give me one of the books over there. And so he gets out there, and he fills this guy full of stuff, Alabama stuff. And we get out of a ticket doing 85 miles an hour.
He probably got two tickets. They probably gave him another ticket for trying to bribe the police officer.
Well, he bribed him. He bribed him good. We didn't have to pay a dime.
It was Sonny's car. It was Sonny's car, Barry, so he could have to pay the fine.
Who was driving?
I was.
I wouldn't be driving 85 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's your first mistake. You don't let him drive unless you're trying to go.
I've never had a wreck.
Oh, God, you just jinxed yourself.
They all get off the road when they see you coming. That's what it is.
That's right. Everybody's running for cover. All right. How much pressure's on Stephen Pearl? You take over for your dad, who's been very successful. You got to do it your way. You can't be your dad. Your dad's kind of hanging around. If things don't go well, they're going to be talking about Bruce. Is that a lot of pressure on him to perform this year?
Bruce is so popular, and I think that in itself would give Stephen a little more time to get it done, if that makes any sense. And I think if you've ever been to practice and watch what they do, Stephen did a great deal of the practice, probably more than Bruce did, even though Bruce could, and Bruce probably made out the workout situation. But he is very good with players. You know, sometimes he doesn't show to have the personality that you would think would be a coach, because he's kind of not standoffish, but he's kind of quiet. And I thought he might get the job when it first started doing this. And after thinking about it a little bit, well, he was going to get it all along, and I think he'll do pretty good, because if you ever go to an Auburn practice, even been Bruce was head coach, he did a lot of the coaching.
Yeah. All right. Let's flip the football. The Auburn fans are mad. They said the officials are against them. They can't win this year because the referees are – they never get a call. They did get a bad call the other night on that touchdown against Georgia. You go up 17-0, you're probably winning that game. How hard is it to overcome that? You know, the emotions of these games, they can't win them. They got a good Missouri team coming in. Now people are screaming about the quarterback. They're screaming about Hugh Freeze. What's going on with Auburn right now and the morale around this team in the city?
Well, it's not as high as it used to be. No. That's for sure. He handles the pressure extremely well. If you read the things he says after the interview and asking questions that might be a little bit tough to answer, he does a good job on that. And I said he probably learned well from Bruce on that. Bruce is hanging around. He's going to be a factor in what they do. He's not just going away.
Yeah, Dad.
Son, are you still playing tennis?
No, I got medical problems now. I just went back to my hometown so they could take me home for one more time, and that's worn me down to a frazzle, man.
Did you go back to Roan Mountain?
I was in Roan Mountain yesterday. Yes, I was. Steve, my son.
I'm glad you said that. How was it?
Well, the flood went through there last year. It wiped away a lot of the town, and they finally got it built back. So they got three or four stores built back, and the people in East Tennessee, Irwin especially, if it's just real close there to them, it wiped the town out. So they're going through some problems of restoring Carter County and Sullivan County and some of the other counties too. So they had a terrible flood situation, and it was last year, and they're just recovering from it now.
Were you not nervous going back there? Don't you have a warrant out for your arrest for bootlegging?
Well, you know, there's a time limit on those things.
Statute of limitations. That's why you waited this long to go back.
Well, see, I have a couple of warrants against me, boy. My dad took me to a poker game one time, and the law raided the poker game.
Ooh.
And all the guys in the poker game ran, including my dad. Left me sitting there, and there's just a big old patrolman looking at me. I would have.
Did you win?
There's a lot of money in that pot. And what happened? The police would come running in. They put their foot on the money. So I went about to get my foot stomped. I mean, my hand stomped off for that money. My dad was a big-time gambler. I don't know how much he won because he wouldn't tell us how much money he had.
Yeah.
We found some of my dad's money last year in a bank in Galax, Virginia. I didn't think he knew how to spell Galax, but he had money in a bank in Galax. Now, that's 120 miles away. So,
wow.
My dad was shot. Hey, I saw a sign while I was up there that my brother took. It's sure. Griggs TV Repairs. He found out everybody's getting TVs and he's running on tubes like a radio, you know. So he put up a big sign and said, Griggs TV Repair. He'd get a television in. He'd hold it till he got another one. He'd take the tubes out of that one, put it in the one, made it good, send it back. And he'd hold this other TV till he got another TV, and he'd take the tubes out of that one, put it in this, send it back. He was... My dad was sharp. I wish he'd been sharp as me. We'd both be rich.
I went to the SEC meeting. Was invited there, and I got one question. I got 50. How's Sonny? And I said,
I'm sure you made me look good. they'll think I'm dead and buried or stole $100,000 or something.
Sonny ain't gonna call you. But I said, he doesn't have Alzheimer's or dementia, but he doesn't know anything.
Did you say that?
Yeah. I had a bunch of people like, how's Sonny? I guess what kind of ancient has Sonny.
That's and, all you needed.
That was my cue to be funny. I was interviewed a couple of times that day. How's Sonny? I said, crap, Sonny don't know how he is himself. And I said, he sits around the house all day and watches cowboy movies. And I said, he doesn't have any kind of disease or anything, like Alzheimer's or whatever. But he doesn't know where he is. I said, Barry and I got him on the radio show and we can't ask him any questions because he don't have no answers. Was I saying that right?
I think you got it perfect. Who is this calling?
That's a true friend there.
He's always been a true friend.
I'm serious. Everybody's asking me about you. I would say, you know, we did a radio show together for 6 years. Sonny Wimp, Wimp, Sonny, one thinks he's smart, and other thinks he's funny.
Sonny thought he was funny.
I thought I was both. All right, Coach, let me ask you this, Coach.
What?
If you had a $20 million business, all right, and you had to leave it to one of these guys to run. You wanted them; they had to run the business for you. You were sick, and you weren't going to be able to run it, and you wanted it run right, and you were, would you choose? Here's your choices. Hugh Durham.
Okay.
Hugh Durham, Norm Sloan, Dale Brown, Bob Boyd, or Wimp?
Well, I think now, if I was going to keep...
what a group.
if I was going to cheat, you know, if I was going to do anything illegal, I would have to. I'd have to interview Wimp and Norm Sloan.
Okay,
they would be the two guys. I would make the decision between you and Norm.
If you were going to do something illegal,
I wouldn't hire none of those guys.
Norm Sloan turns. This is the truth. Norm Sloan turns Sonny Smith in.
Oh, well, he's out then. He's out.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, he went down somewhere recruiting the kid that Norm was, and he fed this kid, and Sonny paid for it back when you couldn't do anything, and Norm turned his tell that story, Sonny. Norm turned him in.
Norm turned me in. I can't remember the story. You tell it.
He turned you in.
Just make it up. Just make it up.
It was a kid in Florida, and he was the number one player in Florida, and we were getting him, and Norm did everything he could. Turned me in for too many visits, turned me in for offering money. He turned me in for everything. And then called me up and say, "How you doing, Sonny?"
If they call me, I say, "Sonny's guilty of all of it."
Coach, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, out of that group, I'd take Hugh Durham. He's the most conservative, the tightest. You don't want those other guys. Get Coach Durham. Who's tighter, Dad or Coach Durham?
With their lip or with their money?
both.
I think it'd be a close tie. I'd like get them both in the same building and we'd interview them.
Yeah. I work for Hugh Durham. You'd have pregame meal, Coach.
Yeah,
so then when you got through with pregame meal, you had to go to this conference room, and he would come in there and he would speak to the team. Coach, he would speak for an hour. Those guys were nodding off. It was brutal. But you had to sprint back to your room to get your suitcase and all to get to the bus to get to the game. He would speak, give a motivational speech for an hour after every pregame meal. So.
I tell you how smart he is. After he retired, you know where he moved?
Jacksonville, didn't he?
No, he moved 10 miles from Roan Mountain.
Oh, did
he? Banner Elk, North Carolina. Well, now that's one of his houses. I don't know where the other ones are.
Yeah.
But he didn't pay for any of them.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you and him both are pros of that NIL stuff. I mean, y'all were the best. You two.
Well, they knew to hire Tyvester Anderson.
Steve carried the bag, but Sonny filled the bag up before Steve left.
He said Steve carried the bag.
Yes.
He carried the bag.
I'm going to tell Sylvester, he's still active, killing people.
Yeah, he's active, yeah.
I love Sylvester.
His left arm hurting because he's been carrying all that money.
He and Leonard Hamilton. Leonard Hamilton always walk around a little purse. I don't know what he had in that purse, but he did some good recruiting when he had that little purse in his hand.
He was so dumb it was a direction to the next place.
I don't know. Whatever was in that purse was signing recruits. I don't know what was in it, but it was doing a lot of good recruiting. So
if you ever get accused of anything, get him to do it.
Who? Leonard Hamilton?
No. I'm talking about Norm Sloan
Norm Sloan.
Get them to do it, and you'll get out of it. That's for sure.
No,
his wife sang the national anthem.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. Wimp gets that. Wimp would get that invitation. I'd have him come sing National Anthem because he saw me sing. He knows how good I am.
Yeah, you're out. All right, Chase, kick that music back on. That's better in this conversation.
Yeah. Leave it on so we don't hear me anymore. Leave it on.
Was this a conversation? I thought we were just talking.
No, we just talking. Coach, you the best. We missed
next
you.
Next week, put me on. I miss you guys, too. See you later.
See you, buddy.
What?
I talked to your daughter the other day.
Oh, you did?
No.
Are we on the radio?
Yeah, you're still on the radio.
Yeah.
My daughter is doing well. She takes care of Jan and I. We're doing well.
Yeah.
God bless.
Good to talk to you guys. I hope to see you sometime soon.
Thank you, Coach. Yeah, all right, there's Coach Sonny Smith.
I'm checking on you, Sonny. I talked to your daughter.
Sonny Hall of Fame Smith is what I call you, Coach. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Don't make him jealous again. He's so jealous.
Yeah, he does get jealous. It's sad.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Coach.
That's his middle name.
Jealous. All right, Tuscaloosa Toyota. I'm jealous of them, man. They got some great vehicles out there. Go look at that 2026 Camry, 1.99% APR for the first 36 months. The Tacoma, you can get that 1.99% APR for the first 36 months. Go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. Look at all the new inventory, the pre-owned inventory. Schedule a service, rent a Toyota. Those guys are great friends of Inside the Locker Room. Get out there to Skyland Boulevard. Find Justin and tell him that Wimp and Barry sent you. We got some phone calls coming in. We also got the vinegar tip. So we'll do the vinegar tip, take the phone calls, and then hopefully we can get a blue plate special that might win one time. But he's got to pick it up, Chase. He's not believing. You got to believe it. You got to sell it. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 a.m., WTBC is the home of Alabama sports.
From the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center, we've got a situation in Northport right now on McFarland westbound at Main Avenue. Do watch out for that crash. It has definitely got traffic a little on the slower side, blocking the shoulder. And
TuscaloosaThread.com. Your West Alabama High School football score updates are presented by Bevel State Community College, Congressman Robert Adderholt, and Taco Casa.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly sunny and warm today, the high 85. Fair tonight, below 65. Tomorrow, partially sunny with a high of 86. Sunday, cloudy and cooler. A good chance of showers and a few thunderstorms during the morning hours. The high 78. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 66 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The flagship station for Alabama Crimson Tide sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Inside the locker room, Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. He's our agent. Let him become yours. Poor guy sponsors his blue plates, but not the blue plates, but the vinegar tip. Brian Harden does the blue plate special. Poor guy. 205-752-8500 for Michael McGuire. All right, what do we got?
Well, we don't have anything real good about run out. We talked a lot about
can't run out. We
individual stuff, and now kind of gone to the house a little bit. Talked about getting the stains off of China yesterday. I'm gonna talk about air freshener. Now, what happens if you got a house that stinks? If you got it doesn't smell good. If you go off on a trip and come back in the house and it is stinky-tooky, and if you got a vacation house, that very seldom is occupied. Nobody stays in it much, and it stinks. And you got to do something about it. So what you got to do is be sure that this house smells a lot better, is that you use small bowls filled with vinegar. If you put these bowls around your house or in the rooms that come in, all of them, and put some vinegar, apple cider vinegar, in each one of these, and leave that top on that thing open, you're going to find that smell of that house is going to be closed up and gone, and the air is going to be a lot fresher, and those bowls of vinegar are going to do the trick for you. Now, this is not one of the great tips I've ever given, but I'm telling you right now, I got
what
a house.
What is a great? Which one was your tips was great?
Well, I don't know which one it was, but anyway, people sometimes text and say something about the house, something about this, something about that in the house, and so that's one of the air fresheners that comes to mind. So you can freshen. You ain't got to buy anything to be spraying. You ain't got to spray any kind of thing around the house and make your house smell better. You can even use this in your bathroom if your bathroom stinky poops.
After you take a poop?
You said it, I didn't.
Oh, gosh. All right, that great tip. I wonder if Michael's got some in his office. Brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Go to coverageforttown.com. You can get you a quote right there on the website. I'm using Michael, and he's saved me a lot of money and doing a great job. All right, we got several phone calls here. Let's get to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Philip?
Hey, Philip.
I mean, well, I was going to give some football scores, but there's a guy here in LaGrange that can do anything as far as signage and stuff. I might get a spray bottle and get him to put a plaid design on it.
There you go.
And your image on it, Wimp, with your permission, Wimp Sanderson Vinegar Cleaner.
Oh, yeah, we sell them?
Hey, Philip.
Damn, I would sell them.
Let's do it.
Hey, Philip, in a minute when you get off, I got about five games I'm trying to decide for the Blue Plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, the Blue Plate pig.
We're losing you. We can't hear you. What are you doing?
Hear me?
Barely.
I don't know. Is it?
There we go.
Talk to your guy. I'm going to name them right now, but I'm telling you right now.
Well, you ain't got much time. You got to have this thing picked like 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, I got five games. I'm just going to throw one out. Don't you think it's hard this time, Philip?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Give him one, Philip. If you want
no,
to,
no, I ain't got to give me. I ain't got to give
well,
me
give
one.
Well, give me one, Philip. What would be your go-to pick this weekend, Philip?
You're gonna think I'm crazy. Both of you guys are gonna think I'm crazy. I'm not that crazy, but I'm gonna tell you my Blue Plate special.
All right, what is it?
Michigan State is gonna give Indiana all they want.
What's the line?
I think it's 26.5.
Oh God.
I'm telling you, man.
My blue plate. If I had a blue plate, which I don't, if I did, I'd take Georgia. Minus 7.5.
7.5.
Yeah, I don't know what it is now, but it was 7.5.
7.5.
I'm just
telling
you.
That's what
I picked.
I don't know. So
Michigan State is either going to barely lose that game, or they're going to upset Indiana. I'm telling you. Watch that game.
The line's 27.5.
I'm telling you.
It's on Peacock. Nobody will see it.
Washington State was a 32-point underdog to Ole Miss last week, I think. 28 or 32, something like that. They barely lost.
Yeah. Indiana, they pay. Yeah, you know why these guys get big buyouts? Because Indiana didn't want this guy talking to anybody. So now they're paying him $11 million, and they got a $93 million buyout if they fire him without cause. That's how these big buyouts happen. All right, Philip.
I'm going to give you a score, a couple scores. Alabama 42,
yep.
Tennessee 38.
Yep.
42-38, Alabama over Tennessee.
Okay.
Georgia 27-13. USC is going to beat Notre Dame, 28-21.
Well, heck, you didn't take Tennessee then on that score, and they'd cover, and he just said Georgia would cover. So, all right, Phillip, you're the best. We'll talk to you Monday. All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Bryce?
Hey, what's the line on it? Is it still at 8.5, Alabama-Tennessee?
Let me look. I'm going to give you the latest line. It was 7.5 yesterday. Eight. You must be betting, Bryce, because it's going – it's 8.5.
I thought it was 8.5. I'd still take it.
You take it?
That would be – that's my blue plate special. That'd
be your Brian Harden blue plate special?
Yeah, they ain't the two things I ever liked in Tennessee. Well, one thing in Tennessee, and that's the basketball coach.
Rick Barnes?
None of it. Nothing else matters to me in Tennessee.
You don't like Russell Bibb?
I don't know him. He played at Alabama, did he?
No, Russell's on the show the first hour talking about Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, I don't know him. So I can't say I don't like him. I don't like nothing about Tennessee.
You don't? You don't like that orange?
I don't like nothing to the orange.
I gotcha.
And I got a cigar, and I'm planning on smoking it, too.
Well, smoke it outside, because you'll have to use vinegar to smell out if you smoke it inside.
Well, I don't ever smoke in my house. Hey, that's what the patio's for. Hey, I mean, they happen Tennessee up. I mean, everybody's just running the ball down their throat, Barry. Their pass defense is the worst out there.
Be careful, though. When everybody says that's what's going to happen, bet the over, this, that, yeah, that's when it comes the other way. So just, I hope you're right, Bryce. I hope you're right.
Ryan Williams and Ty Simpson, you don't think he's going to?
Ryan Williams didn't catch a ball last week.
Yeah, but he's due. He's going to show out this week.
He is due.
He's going to show out. And you know Ty Simpson wants to show out.
Yeah.
Because he's from Tennessee.
Yeah. So, all right, Bryce, we got to get these other calls. Appreciate you, sir.
Are you going to the game?
I'm not going to the game? I think my wife's going, but I ain't going. No. No.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I got back from Texas. I did see your buddy.
Yeah. All right, Bryce, Cowboy. Thank you, sir. All right. Chase, get the gambler ready. All right, Tom, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I wanted to talk to Coach Smith about this weekend being Talladega, so I'm going to hang up and let somebody else talk.
There you go. Thank you. All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. North River Lawn Care, he picks about as good as a blue plate special. What's up, Jason? Oh, Jason's gone. What's happening to all you guys? All right, let's get to Pat, and then we'll get to the blue plate special. What's up, Pat?
Hey. I got a blue plate special for Coach.
All right.
Take the over. Give it.
He needs
Alabama.
Some help. He needs help.
Hey, take the over on Alabama and Tennessee at 57.5. That's a no-brainer.
It's 59. It's 59.5 now.
That doesn't matter.
Still good. Still you think good. Tennessee's going to score that many?
Yep. Tennessee's going to score 24. Alabama's going to score 42. That covers it.
24-42. Yeah, that would get it. So that's a lot of points. That clock runs a lot now, Pat. Remember that?
I understand. Time's going to score quick and often.
All right, buddy. I hope you're right. Great. Thank you, Pat.
You guys have a blessed day, Coach. Have a great weekend. I hope you hit you a hole in one this weekend.
Thank you, Pat. All right, back to Jason. What's up, Jason?
Oh, what's up? My bad. Listen, real quick, I know you're on time. This is just an announcement for Wimp and I. I send my bets in on Wednesday for Barry, Coach.
Okay.
He tried changing these lines on you so much.
Yeah.
I was was 20.5 for this one pick. He tried to make it 22.5.
I don't make the lines. I look at it.
And then he ups it. He ups it one more. He just, his ultimate goal is to say, I told you so.
I'm not picking against what y'all pick.
I know all that.
Jason.
I know all that.
You can't send it in on Monday, but you're betting it on Thursday. You get the line that's there.
No, that's not how, when you place that bet, that line's that line.
Well, I didn't know that that's the line you wanted. So
get him. You're
anyway,
right.
Anyway, don't change. He's going to change it on you, Wimp, so just brace yourself.
Oh, I know.
No, I'm not. I'm going to tell him what the line is.
He wants me to lose.
All right, play the gambler. Play the gambler. No, I get you. Don't understand when you lose. I got people that rip me. I'm like, guys, I don't pick these games. He's picking them. I get trashed by a guy in Pensacola. No, in Panama City, and now he started betting against you. He says, keep them coming. So, all right, turn it up, Chase. You gotta learn. All right, this Blue Plate special brought to you by Brian Hard and Brian Hard Construction. When you need strength, precision, and reliability, trust the team that's been building Tuscaloosa beyond for over 30 years. That's Brian Hard and Construction. From custom welding and structural steel to 24/7 crane rentals, no job is too big or too tough. Family-owned, woman-led, safety-driven. That's Brian Hard and Construction. Go to BHardenConst. com. All right, where are we going this week? I'm trying to get back to 500.
Well, I looked at Oklahoma and South Carolina. Oklahoma's got the quarterback back. 5.5 is not many, even though they're playing at South Carolina. So I also looked at Georgia Tech and Duke at 1.5. Both of them about the same. I mean, I've studied this cotton picking thing. I looked at Georgia and Ole Miss. That guy tell me Ole Miss is going to play better than you think. I got it down to two picks. UAB and Memphis, 21.5. Or North Carolina and California. California's 9-point favorite. You like either one of those?
California. Actually, Cal's an 8.5-point favorite now. So if you like that one, you should love it at 8.5.
Okay. All right, I'll take California.
All right. That's what.
8.5.
All right, Cal, take the Cal Bears. North Carolina's got, you know, it'd be a lot to do out there. And if Bill Belichick takes that girlfriend, he'll be busy out there, so he won't be concentrating on the game. What was the other one you wanted to do?
The other one I thought was Memphis and UAB.
21.5. Let me see what that is. UAB, it's 21.5. Yeah, Memphis at UAB. But we're going Cal, take the Cal Bears -8.5 against Bill Belichick and North Carolina. That's brought to you by Brian Harden Construction. All right, that's it for today's show. This week, we got to get out of here and make way for the Gary Harris Show. Keep it locked in here all day long. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTVC. It's the home of Alabama sports.